is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler in for Nick, Barry and I in our usual chairs as the main usual suspects as we continue to roll on with a Monday fun day as we are continually talking about your World Series bound American League champion Houston Astros.
Let me clean up a couple texts.
Please do.
Corey in Houston had just called. He said, guys, you know the point that I was trying to make. Plus, I'm an Irish blood and Texas fighting's in my blood. Plus, if I saw an Astros fan chanting 9/11 to the Yankees fans or players, I'd punch them in the mouth too. I'm a veteran and the reason why I joined was 9/11. So, yeah. I don't think you would hear that from many Astros.
All Astros fans would support you?
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to hear that straight away from an Astros. I'd like to think, anyways. I'd like to think that Houston fans are classy enough to where
right.
They may chant, like, Yankees suck, yep, or, you know, some jokes about being carpetbaggers or whatever, but you're not going to, no one's going to be chanting 9/11 just like they were chanting Hurricane Harvey. Somebody said, thumbs up for the Astros, and thanks to the Mets fans for allowing me to create the perfect thumbs up Astros meme. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
So you know,
you have it.
Yeah. So the thumbs down, somebody took it and made it thumbs up and put an Astros logo on his shirt, which I've made my profile on Twitter.
That guy
now
got a lot of run.
Beautiful.
Did you see the
Lance McCullers thumbs down? Did you see that
good
one
in the locker room? No, yeah. But there's that Running Game clothing company from Houston.
Yeah. Run It. Yeah.
They have one where it's the thumbs up, but they have the rainbow, orange, yellow, and red inside.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool.
See,
cool.
I want to wear their clothes, but they need to. I hit them up about some stuff, and they won't hit me back, so I refuse. I refuse now.
Well, like,
I can't even believe
involved.
You said their name.
I'll just have to get involved.
There should be. They're we're not mentioning that name anymore on this show. Till they give us shirts.
What was the guy from the debate?
Gave her heel shirts.
Yeah, Buddy the Trucker. First thing I did when George caught that ball, I hugged my mama. Yeah,
what?
I think I hugged
what was
Nora.
The first thing you did?
I hugged Nora after screaming like a girl.
I was
girl.
Screaming.
I
Tyler.
Screamed like a girl and then hugged Nora. What'd you
screaming,
do? Screaming.
Screaming? Then
yeah.
Probably chugged.
And I realized then at that point that I hadn't eaten anything because I was so dialed into the game. So I immediately went to the pantry and hammered an entire bag of those baked Ruffles sour cream and cheddar potato chips.
The game.
They were
I
fantastic.
Ate my feelings.
Bro, after
I ate my feelings.
After like game
would've done
three,
it all
I probably
over
at least I think I've gained like 10 pounds in the past week because of
yeah.
Game 3, 4, and 5. I sat eight.
Yeah.
And then after game 6,
you happy
I'm
eating.
Like, yeah, celebratory Whataburger, baby.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, happy eating is like Whataburger and ice cream and stuff.
Oh, no, I was sad eating the same stuff, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You don't discriminate.
Okay.
You appreciate.
There you go. Barry, I got a Way Back Wednesday idea for you. Combine H-Town and L.A. hip-hop. With both cities have classic hip hop songs. Not
a good
a
idea.
Bad idea.
That's pretty
a good,
darn good idea.
Good
right
idea.
I really like that. And since it's split down the middle, you'd have to do 4 LA and 4 Houston. We could just do bands. It doesn't
or
have to be.
We could just do it for
yeah,
everybody and,
all,
and do 3 hours.
But just
of,
music. LA music versus H Town music.
I
like
music
it.
Music is probably going to beat Houston.
Tyler, watch
maybe,
your tongue, sir.
Maybe you don't haven't heard of a group called ZZ Top.
Yeah, well, that they're number one.
But it's all got
to
be pre-2000.
Yeah, that's what sucks. Because
that's
otherwise
all
you could
their
go
music
Destiny's
is.
Child
well,
and Beyonce.
I don't know. I really, you and I both really like that new 25 Lighters
yeah,
they did.
Can't play that.
Can't play that. Yeah.
Actually.
Nope.
When
it wasn't released.
25 Lighters
nope.
come out,
Gotta
though.
Do the original.
No, when did the original come out?
I don't know.
Tyler, would you like to do a second stint of covers before 2000?
No.
I don't think you do.
You know.
I'm just saying.
Forget
I
all
mean,
the matchups. The most important thing about this World Series is Altuve stealing a base. I want my free taco. That's from Eli.
Yeah, last year they keep doing the commercial. Was it Lindor that did it?
Yeah. Are the pitchers going to have to hit in the World Series? Yeah. In the National League parks, they have to hit, which also, Yo Adrian had a good point. Kershaw can swing it now.
Yeah, he's not a bad stick.
Don't sleep on him. It's like they have 9 batters in the lineup when he's pitching.
But I'll say this, Kershaw has not looked like Kershaw. There's a reason why they took him out after 5.
Yeah, he's looked better.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes, compared to some of his old numbers he has.
Well, but still, he's not looked at like the unhittable, dominant, like Randy Johnson type stuff when Johnson was on top of the world kind of guy. I don't get the same kind of fear as Tyler in the production room basically almost took a complete face plant off his stool.
Did you almost fall out of your chair just now?
He
is that
did.
What I felt on
yes,
the floor?
Yes, that's what you felt.
Yeah, I was rolling back, and I got caught up in my shoe.
He hit a rock. Weight shift after a week's worth of Whataburger took him forward kind of quickly.
Like when you're pushing
a
buggy,
top heavy right
like
now.
When you're pushing a buggy in the parking lot, and it hits a rock, and you just nearly
yeah,
go
that's
you know,
exactly
ass
what just
over.
Happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sorry, go ahead. But I saw this. I saw this, so I want to talk about tickets for a minute. But go ahead. What was okay. your point?
No, so I was just saying Kershaw hasn't looked as dominating as he's been previously in his career. So, I mean, I don't think that it puts, you know, extra fear in the hearts of anybody, at least from my perspective, Astros fans or even the hitters. And I think it's very interesting that these two teams did not face each other this year interleague-wise. Mm-hmm. So I like that. It adds a little bit more intrigue to yeah. it as you go into, you know, the biggest series of the year. I hated the fact in Super Bowls when you get, well, these two teams played in week six and it was blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I like the fact that it's a little bit of intrigue as the two teams go against each other for the first time this season.
Yeah, it should make it a little more interesting. So I saw this thing. Somebody's eBaying World Series tickets. And this is a Twitter. It's from Mark Villalobos. And he's like, damn, I wonder if this is real. And it just says, World Series front row, 1027, Astros Dodgers, Minute Maid Park, four seats, section 127, $18,000 for front row tickets to the World Series.
You know what, though?
That is stupid.
They're saying in Dodger Stadium,
that's
a bargain.
$18,000 for four tickets?
They're saying, like, and you'll see this, because Mary Hart, that used to be on Entertainment Tonight, and Larry King, they're season ticket holders in, like, what we would call the Diamond Club behind yeah. the plate. But they're saying just to get in the building, and maybe you guys can look this up to verify it, but the word is Dodger fans in L.A. are paying through the... Like, we were talking about standing room for the World Series, Tyler, and I think Jong and some of the people here were looking at tickets like $135 for standing room only to get in.
Oh, no. It shot way up. Standing room only now is probably like $800.
That's just stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm saying
before they got there,
when you got into the lottery, I think it was like $135 to get standing room.
Yeah.
At Dodger Stadium, I think the least you're going to pay just to get into the stadium, they're saying it was like $1,700.
See, that's just stupid to me, and I'll be honest with you. Would I want to be there? I guess. It's just not that important to me. I mean, I think I could figure out. I have enough connections where I could figure out to go. I'd rather sit at home and watch it, to be honest with you.
Now, when you say figure out to go for free or to
no,
go.
No, I mean, to get tickets.
Yeah, I could figure out a way to pay face value for them. I mean, look, my wife wants to go, and she's never been to a World Series game. I've been blessed enough to have gone to World Series games, including in 05 here. It's not that big of a deal to me. And, of course, because we talk about it and we have passes to go to a lot of it, it changes your kind of perception of all of it. But
I just don't know that I would want – I mean, like, you know, Super Bowl, World Series, I don't know. I would much rather sit at home and enjoy the game with family and friends and all
that. But I think it puts – and it's different that you say that with your team involved. Because I was going to say the two things that can alter that approach is if you've never been before, especially like a Super Bowl or a big major event, like what they would say, a bucket list.
Yeah.
And two, when your team is involved.
And none of that's on my bucket list. Like, okay. I don't know. I don't know why. It's kind of weird, but I'm also not a big, I don't like crowds. I don't like to be, I'll go to games and stuff. I like the fact now that I get to sit in the press box.
Right.
But I've gone to Astros games every year for many, many years. But it's one of those things where once it starts to get to the World Series, that crowd, the traffic, the standing in line, all that.
Dude,
just,
the parking is ridiculous.
Nah.
Did you see parking?
Oh, I bet.
Parking
40,
during the American,
bucks?
No. Parking during the American.
What?
A hundo.
Nah, I didn't.
That's stupid.
I saw it in the ALDS. It was that lot that's catty corner to Lucky's.
Yeah.
That went up to 60, I think.
That's
and that's
dumb.
Normally like
starting
15,
rate,
20.
If you got down there at 3 o'clock during the American League Championship Series and got kind of the early bird lots,
yeah.
Starting rate was 60. As you got closer to game time, the lots surrounding were 100, 120 just to park your vehicle.
Just milking the bandwagon fans.
This is why you take an Uber down there.
Yes.
You take an Uber downtown.
Not from the Woodlands, I'm not. You crazy? Or from Spring?
So you want to drive down there and pay $100 instead of just paying...
It's almost $60 one way for me for an Uber.
Just to get off his property.
And Lyft is half off.
Barry, it'll cost Barry just to get from his front door off the property on Lyft. It's $10.
Shut up.
And then he's still got to get on the highway.
Shut up.
But no, seriously, the prices are astronomical. Yeah. I'm with you. I would take some kind of Uber, Lyft, and get you know, a get me and get somewhere in the vicinity, and you can walk from like the hotels and around
you got
Discovery
a little,
Green.
A pedicab guy who can wheel you down there.
Otherwise, if your legs are working, you'll be just fine. But yeah, the prices are ridiculous too. Those rickshaw guys, they must have calves of steel with some of the overloads that they get, the heavy loads that they get on the back of those things.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got plenty more to talk about as we continue to talk about the Astros, but the Texans are off their bye week. They're playing the Seahawks in Seattle this week. They also got a big addition to the offensive line, in case you missed it. We can cover that. But we've got lots on our agenda, and we appreciate you guys being a part of the show. So, of course, the lines are open. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about the great people at Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a program that I've been telling you about for a long time, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's because you, the people of Houston, make it possible for kids in Houston trying to get a second chance at an education to have the resources that they need. What I mean is, if you've got a vehicle collecting rust and dust, maybe it's from the hurricane, maybe it's just been there a long time and you've been meaning to get rid of it and you haven't gotten around to it, here's all you got to do. You call 713-225-4226. You log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. And on top of it, you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. From there, your donation becomes a reality for kids that are trying to avoid distractions. By that, I mean they take that donation and they turn it into resources like book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals, all the things that can be a distraction for some of the kids if they don't have it, but can be a huge plus if they do. It's all because of your donation. So if you can donate, please consider it. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
The rock. Now they're chasing the Wraith like Mr. Softy's on the block. Stars on the roof, got a feeling like Venus. Getting so much brain, now I'm a dog called a genius. Heaven.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we felt the love from a lot of callers and people today because of what's going on in the city. Corey was already a one-time participant as he showed his love from out on the streets. A lot of you have chimed in and have been sharing the love. But there was no greater love than the love that was created somehow through a long-distance dedication that turned into the reality of a relationship between Jose Altuve and Justin Verlander. It started after Altuve came up with the big hit, and Verlander was Verlander, and they asked Altuve postgame about what it meant to have Justin Verlander on his team.
What do you think of the effort he's given you?
I literally love Justin Verlander. You know, the way he goes out there made me feel like I have to go out there and play the same way he's doing it, you know? I know he's going out there and doing everything he can to win this game. So, you know, everybody in the lineup want to support him, want to score runs for him, because we know the kind of guy he is.
I literally love Justin Verlander. So that did not go unnoticed. As Verlander heard it, saw it, and then after he got the MVP trophy, identified it and his love back for Jose Altuve.
Justin, I saw a sign last night in the stands that said, "Hey, Kate, we love Justin too." I believe there's a love affair building here between you and this city.
Well, I think you saw, I don't know if you saw last night, but Jose Altuve and I, we literally love one another. I literally love you, Poppy.
He called him Poppy.
I love everything about this city. The fans have really embraced me and my family from ownership all the way down to every single teammate embraced me and made me feel welcome from the second I got here. And that means so much, and I'm so happy to be able to contribute back and hopefully help us win a world championship.
The MVP trophy is yours.
Now, there must be a lot of love because I was thinking that the love could have gone either way with the MVP trophy, but there was so much love that when they finally got into the clubhouse and got ready to celebrate and they cleared the room, the floor, they cleared the floor so that people could speak, and we all remember the epic A.J. Hinch speech of the past where he dropped a couple of choice words in his epic rant of celebration, that there was a kind of a pause as the national media was all waiting to see when it was actually going to get going. There was no champagne. There was no nothing. We thought it was going to be another Hinch moment. Poppy was a big Poppy, literally the big Poppy. David Ortiz was in the studio saying, I want to be a part of this, but what's going on? Is there something new in a celebration I've missed that they've added? But it was so that Altuve could have the floor, and we got this.
Hey, we got to start the meeting. Okay. What? Hey, I know I said yesterday I love Orlando, but I love every single guy.
And then they drowned him.
Yeah. And with that,
two
the celebration
inches of champagne
was on.
Before they did that, they waited until he at least got his goggles.
Yeah.
So they.
Don't, yeah, you don't want to blind your best hitter.
Yeah, that's probably a good
they
idea.
They doused him in 2 inches of champagne and he drowned.
And then you realize just how far people will go to cover craziness and stupid stories as part of this whole run. But the Chronicle actually did a story on where the Astros went on Washington Avenue to celebrate after the win and after the champagne. Who cares? Let them be people, you know? That's not a story, but of course I get it.
They told him, told everybody after.
Right.
Instead of before. Now, I don't know if you saw me get excited whenever the Verlander video was playing, but there was a moment where a pitcher, I believe it was Liriano, but he did the signal for, it looked like
a booger.
For some booger sugar. He did this.
Oh, really?
And that's in the video. And I'm texting my buddies. I'm like, did anybody see that? I'll link it to you, and then you can watch it, and I'll tell you what time it's
at. Yeah, because otherwise, Barry, we can tweet it out, too. But, yeah, I mean, the other thing that was interesting is, as Kirsten here from our staff, who's a huge Astros fan, I was so happy to see that she joined your show yesterday, Barry, with Houston Game Day. But she was able to go to Game 7. One of the things we were just talking about during the break was there's always one in every crowd. Someone decided that they wanted to go out and actually celebrate on the field with the team. And if you
dummy.
Missed it, that dude got his ass face planted right outside a shortstop area pretty damn quick. And his hands were behind his back before he knew it.
Yeah, you could kind of see it a little bit when you were watching the post game. I saw some dude on the ground in orange and I was like, what's going on over there? It wasn't that noticeable, but if you were paying attention, you kind of saw it. But yeah, I mean, there's always going to be one idiot out there doing dumb things.
At least
I don't know
not
why.
Idiots like Yankee fans.
Drunk, getting drunk and acting stupid. So while we were listening to all that audio, I was looking at the Astros schedule going back 21 games, 15-6 over their last 21, including 8 games against the Red Sox and 7 games against the Yankees. And then, of course, the 3 against the Rangers and then winning 2 out of 3 against the Angels. So I was like, I wonder what LA did in their last 21, 15-6. So these teams are pretty evenly matched.
I love it.
I mean, it really is. And then ESPN, they had Eduardo Perez giving, you know, we talked a little bit about the Sports Illustrated was doing their matchup things. I was kind of surprised that Eduardo Perez obviously gave the hitting advantage to the Astros, but he gave the rotation advantage to the Astros, which surprises me a little bit.
But goes I think along it, to what we were saying.
I think it has something to do with the fact that you can't really – I think Dodger fans are still a little skeptical of Kershaw in the playoffs. And rightfully so. Now, Verlander hasn't looked great in the World Series, but he has given you no indication this so far this postseason that he's going to falter in the World Series. Could he? Yeah, absolutely. But Kershaw has a long, long, you know, track record of not being good in the postseason. So it'll be interesting. Lots of stories to tell. Speaking of stories, I watched. Have you seen this video? I tweeted it out last night, but I watched this 45-minute video on Evan Gattis. And it's amazing how well put together it is for something you've never heard of. It's on Vimeo, and I'll find it and tweet it again. But it's just basically his story. He was a janitor at one point. He had quit baseball. He was just living in Colorado, working in Taos, New Mexico, working on a ski resort. And then one day he just decided he was going to go play baseball again. And a few years later, he's catching for the Braves. But his whole story, like, because My wife asked me.
Through some serious
my
issues.
Wife asked me on the last when we were watching the celebration. She said, "Is Evan Gattis crying?" I was like, "No, I don't think so." And then I rewound it, and it looked like he was. If you watch the story of him, then you kind of get where the emotion comes from. So it was pretty cool. I'll tweet that out again. But it's good if you got 45 minutes to kill. Great story.
No question about it. A lot. That's the beauty of this is that when you get on the national stage like that, it's awesome that you catch some of the backstories that you might not otherwise ever hear of. And some of, you know, I think one of the big things was when back when the Rangers were in it and they were highlighting Josh. What's it, the right fielder for the Rangers?
That Hamilton.
Josh Hamilton that went through, you know, going from the number one overall pick and then going through, like, the depths of hell that he went through with addiction and everything like that to come back and be as good as he had become. Those are great stories. I love hearing and seeing those. And I know you and I were talking about one that wasn't baseball, but ESPN does one hell of a job when they get into really spending some time to produce a feature on anything that they do 30 for 30 wise or like in those instances, man, they can get you in a tearjerker in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they can. I was bawling last night watching that one about that kid with cancer and Carson Wentz. Oh,
yeah, I agree.
God.
With you.
Yep. I think I woke my wife up sobbing. It was sad.
I mean,
my goodness.
I was mad and also kind of probably in retrospect relieved that DirecTV got knocked out because of the weather when I was watching it right towards the end of it because I was about to full-blown lose it. That was just that was one of those that grabs every heartstring you got.
Yeah, it was sad. Hey, when we come back, can we talk bandwagon fans? Because I'm kind of bothered by this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's talk about the merchandise. Where are you on all this merchandise from every series to every series and the fact that all I saw all weekend long on social media was who's in and who's out of World Series gear for the Astros. We'll talk about all that and a whole lot more as we hit the midway point right here, the usual suspects. Back with the second half of the show in just mere minutes, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shout out to our man Nick Sciarra, who just happens to be listening on the app all the way in Egypt. So please give your shout-outs and love to none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Nicholas, on Twitter, because he does have social media right now, and he is listening. So we love you, Nick. We miss you, and can't wait to have you back.
Word.
There you go.
Definitely.
Without further ado, though, you have done a little research, evaluation.
Well, no, I had this thought, and I stirred up some crap on Facebook, too.
You? But,
yeah, and this is also why I don't accept friend requests from listeners, because I made that mistake already, and so I have a few listeners on my Facebook that are friends, and I can't ever just have, like, conversations with friends and family and stuff. Inevitably, there'll be a few listeners that are in on it, and it's like, well, all right, but this is... So don't get offended, if I don't accept your friend request on Facebook. That's the one spot where I have a little bit of privacy.
I'm with you. On Facebook, you know what I mean?
It's just friends and family.
Absolutely, totally agree, 150%.
I mean, while Twitter, I'll interact with anyone and everyone. I'll talk to you guys. I have no problem with that. Instagram. I do have a Facebook fan page for comedy and radio if you want to do that. But, yeah, I do get some friend requests, and I just don't accept them because I just want to keep it.
There's living proof for those of you that said the Astros that were so in such disbelief. They said the Astros won't make the World Series until Joel and Barry are completely 100% on the same page at any one time on any one issue. And now you can see why it's happened. The Astros are in the World Series because I completely agree with you on Twitter and Facebook.
So I this is what I wrote. And I know you guys probably feel differently, but I was just like, you know, because I keep seeing, and that, these are friends of mine on Facebook and Twitter, but I keep seeing these people that have no idea really anything about the Astros, but they're the first ones to be hollering out, "We're going to the World Series." And outside of Altuve and Correa, they probably couldn't name a single Astro. But they're so, and I get it, you're in Houston, but it just pisses me off a little bit when you've got, and this goes in any sport, any city, anywhere, but the bandwagon fans, like the guys that have that they have their Miami Heat hat that they put into the closet when LeBron left and went back to Cleveland, you know what I mean? Or the guys that put up their 49ers
hats. Or they had their Cavs hats that they put away when he went to Miami,
got it back
but then
out.
They brought that damn thing out.
Or the guys that had their Cowboys hats forever and then put those up and got them some Patriots hats, and now they've got their Cowboys hats back out, but then they don't know, so they got to, you know, they keep it close just in case the suspension goes through. It's just stuff like that that drives me nuts. And I mean, it's like, if you didn't go to a game and you didn't even watch a game, because I really feel like a lot of these people started watching at game 7, and that's the ones I'm talking about. So if you're listening to this and you're getting upset because I'm saying bandwagon fans are garbage, if you watched any games this year, if you went to any games this year, if you can name more than two Astros besides Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa, I'm not talking to you.
Right.
It's the ones that are like, I really feel like there's people, like if I was to do, remember I did the man on the street stuff in the Super
Bowl?
I feel like I could go out there. I saw a guy on the news that was like, I just went and bought this Astros hat. That's the kind of guy I'm talking to. You know what I mean? The guy that had no idea and is just like, hey, I love the Astros. It's like, really? Well, name a couple not named Correa or Altuve or Sprint. Well, there's that guy that woos a lot, that Ric Flair fella. Nope, that's not, he's not an Astro. What about that guy that plays left base, that Alex Berkman? No, it's third base, not, and it's Alex Bregman. Also,
or Lance Berkman, who played years ago.
Yeah, that guy. Also, that pissed me off when Alex Rodriguez couldn't get his name right. Put some respect Alex Bregman's name. Then there's that fella, that Queso Blanco guy, that got Mr. Gaddy's fella. Nope, that's pizza. Yep. But you're close. What about Marvin Gonzalez? I really feel like this is what they would go through. Like, they couldn't name like a single. They just went out and got that guy that can throw it really good. That guy that's married to the supermodel. What's his name? Tom Brady? Nope. You don't know anybody. I really feel like there's guys like that because I see them on Facebook and Twitter.
But let me ask you this.
Drives me nuts.
We've had this conversation before, but let me ask you, where are you on a guy that pronounces it Verlander?
I heard that last night.
Oh, does it tear through me? I love Randy McAvoy.
I heard
love
that last
him.
Night.
All right, but he's been with the team how long now? And you can't get it that it's Verlander. Every single time the emphasis is on the wrong syllable. He's like the Verlander, and I'm like, wait a minute, is he a Swedish skier or is he the best pitcher right now going?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
And I don't know where you guys stand on this merch that they've got, but it's ugly. That fly the pennant thing, first of all, that's garbage looking. It's great. It looks like, I said yesterday, it looked like a goat threw up. It's just an ugly color. And then at fly the pennant is way too close to the Cubs fly the W.
I agree with that.
That's
I agree
not
with
creative
you've
enough.
Said there.
I don't know why we couldn't have just said earned it and put World Series 2017 or something like that.
I don't understand, and we were having this discussion during the production meeting. I don't understand why they didn't let each team use their marketing slogan throughout the year on their playoff shirts like they do in college basketball, where everybody on the bench has a t-shirt that has whatever the hip saying is the team's using, and the shoe companies are great about supporting it. But yeah, I mean, Rachel Nichols, I'm sure, is going to get in a lot of heat, but she tweeted at one point during the playoffs, whoever came up with the whole, earn 17 or
take 17.
Take 17. She said, as a marketing person, you should never be allowed to market again. I mean, that's how much she was annoyed by the merchandise.
It is pretty whack, though.
And then you start thinking about it, too, because you're like, I feel like one of the questions you should ask one of the guys is, so do you save each hat and t-shirt from every round? Because it is kind of creepy, strange, and weird, but it's true that in any of the professional sports, one of the big things that the players themselves look forward to is getting that t-shirt and hat.
Yep.
Whether it be college or pro, I should say, because even in the NCAAs. But it's like, do you save those? Do you not wash them so that they stink like sticky champagne? I don't know. But round by round, I don't get it. Like, one of my good friends that I used to work with works for Dick's. She literally...
Well, I mean, you don't know. They may be nicer than that.
She had to be at the store as soon as the game was over.
Uh-huh.
I see what you did there. She had to be at the store after the game was over to make sure everything was stocked because the lines and the like tidal wave of people were going to go crazy to get all that gear. It's like, so are you going to do it again if they win the World Series? I don't get it. And I don't want anything with earn 17 or anything. The only thing that I really liked was I liked to some degree the fitted, the stretch fit hat, the gray one that just says World Series with the Astros logo. But again, it's going to be the same hat that's going to be on sale for $14.99 and $9.99 after the World Series is over, one way or the other. But my God, that's kind of your bandwagon fan. But I guess, look, it's definitely a marketing tool and a business thing, because I felt for her having Sine, I love you, and I can't believe you had to go work late on a Saturday night just to. Because yeah, everybody sucks. Was ready to go at 1 a.m.
That's
you got to get your hat.
Though. But that's the job, though. They got to have their hat at 1 a.m. You know what you're signing up for, I guess, right?
But I think that those of us that have been fans throughout the year and for the years, you got your gear already stacked up that mean more. Like Tyler was right. The one that he really wants, if he's going to get anything, would be the authentic game-worn on-field hat, but it just has the patch on the side that says 2017 postseason.
Yeah.
So that's
the
cool,
great. I don't like the World Series one with the big World Series on the front, like it's made for a blind man.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like it should be in the window of a bar as a neon sign, because that orange kind of illuminates it from behind.
I just don't like the dark gray. I don't know. I feel like
I like it though.
Really?
I like the hat. I don't like any of the other gear, but I did like that hat.
Well,
but again,
right.
I think about it and go, why would I want that? And then in a week and a half, it's going to be obsolete.
So somebody already texted the show asking about contracts for all these. Just let them lose the World Series first, would you, fella? What? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, who's going to lose the World Series?
I might have to dump that.
Did you just say the Astros are going to lose the World Series?
After you leave the building.
Dodgers and six.
Wow. Tyler, did you hear that?
You guys hating on me?
Fans, did you hear that? Barry Lamonek has just predicted the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series in six games.
People can figure out what you look like.
What do you want? Do you want the truth from me? Would I analyze this to be? Or do you want me to just be a homer? Which would you rather have?
Why would you change your beliefs?
I love
the other rest
I
of the
love
year.
My
You've been
Astros.
A homer your whole life.
They're my we as Astros are great. We can hit with the best of them.
I missed that 10-day stance you did as an employee
like
of the Astros.
Well, you know. But no, I do. I want this team to win, and I'm going to be cheering for them to win. But if I look at it, you know, just as a neutral observer, which is my job to do, it's my job to look at this game and decide who I think will win without any emotion. And if this was the Dodgers and the Yankees, I'd treat it the same way. I can't just pick the Astros because I want the Astros to win. I feel like I'd be doing a disservice to this job.
But doing a service to the Astros, you should probably run out and get a jersey that you'll wear throughout the series.
No, that won't happen.
I think you should.
I have a couple of Astros t-shirts, and that's as far as... I have an Astros hat I almost wore today just because I haven't gotten a haircut.
Why don't you get a jersey?
Why don't
I? On the back,
not?
Instead of a nameplate, a name like a Springer or Correa. Just go to get a personalized one that just says "we" in quotes.
That would be great,
yeah,
dude.
And then put 17 for
that
the year
pretty
or something
hilarious.
Like that. "We."
Yeah. Somebody said if you want privacy so bad, how about getting off Facebook? Problem solved. No, I said I want to be able to communicate with friends and family and share moments with them. I just got my first headlining weekend, and it's going to happen in 2018. I want to share that with my friends and family that are all over the state and the nation. So, no, I don't need
people
to get off Facebook.
Like, for me, it's people to stay connected with
people
in Wisconsin
so
and you know, 2,000 miles away from me.
That's just so weird. Hey, if you don't like it, get off Facebook.
That's also the exact reason why that person would never be a friend of yours on Facebook.
Exactly. That is exactly why.
All right, we're going to be back with a whole lot more of the big show as we continue to roll through what is a very spirited and fun Monday as the Astros are headed to the World Series. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5. Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. Because I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm like... ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick is still out. Tyler is in, but Nick is listening back in Egypt. If you didn't catch us earlier in the show when I mentioned, I'm going to retweet right now the You Caring fund that we put up for Nick. If you can help, we really appreciate it. Barry and I both mentioned that earlier in the show, but I will get it back up on my Twitter account at Pac-Man Joel. So if you guys can help, we really would appreciate it, and we love you for it.
So I'm apparently not everybody's favorite person for saying Dodgers and six.
I kind of had a feeling.
But you know what?
Dude, honesty is the best policy until you're dealing with something like that.
A lot of people are saying, well, we're glad Barry picked the Dodgers in six. That's for sure that the Astros are going to win now. Okay, I get it. See somebody else. Richard, Houston will choke all their teams do Dodgers in six. Well, that's not why.
It's
but,
not nice.
Yeah. You want to take this call? I do.
I don't.
I really do.
And I knew it was coming.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm going to tell you right now, because we're going to switch gears a little bit. We'll get to some football. But I, as you know, picked the Saints to win this week. I don't have any confidence in Brett Hundley as the quarterback of the green and gold. But yet they were.
I keep wanting to call him Todd Hundley.
Yeah,
by the way.
I've done it before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to do with the ex-major
league. Like J.J. Redick.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, instead of Josh Reddick, yeah, which even their owner does. But here's the thing. I'll take the call, but I guarantee you right now, if Slow Diggity decides to try and go at me, I'm going to kill him because of the fact that he's damn lucky they got out of there with a win.
You're Clarence, so salty. What's up? So salty. Clarence!
Oh, man, you just like iodine salty, aren't you?
Oh, no doubt about it, because you know what? I was expecting Drew Brees to put 50 on us. And when the Packers were winning for most of the game, I thought, oh, Clarence, God help you if they somehow find a way to beat your team. Because if we had 12 behind center yesterday, you got no shot. None.
Man, because Lambeau Field really scares me when it turns from September and August and the weather starts changing and you start getting a little bit more rain up there. And you've seen it in those first two interceptions, which were good interceptions. But both of them were severely underthrown, like he didn't have a good grip on the ball. And he just threw it up there and hopefully somebody made a play, but they didn't. But it was a nice close game. I'm not going to really rag on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers.
Right.
Because all that, yeah, because Brett Hundley.
Just call us who we are. Without Aaron Rodgers, we're the green and gold Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I mean. You see why they didn't let him throw the ball.
No doubt.
They were running the ball up and down the field, and they wouldn't let him throw it. And when he did throw it, it was incomplete.
There's a reason why they didn't let him throw it. Now, Barry, did you watch the game?
I watched a little bit of it. At least, I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers will be back, but you guys may have found a running back in Jones.
Well, he's really good. He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. We became an instant running team when we lost Rodgers and saw what we had in Hundley.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. That kid's pretty damn good.
I'm going to let you run with the weeds.
I know. I caught myself right there because I'm a little fired up at Clarence. But here's the thing, Clarence. Before you go anywhere, let me remind you.
Man.
It's not two first quarter picks from your man Breeze. It's the fact that BS call on your guy Ted Ginn, who's afraid to get hit, calling a fair catch and then fumbling it, and then we recovered it, and then they said, oh, no, he didn't have ample room to recover the fumble himself. What is this, grade school football? You got a lot of breaks on yesterday. I'm just letting you know, but congratulations. You got the win.
We got one lucky break on that call, and I feel that they didn't give him a chance. As soon as he bobbled the ball, they just hit him after he called fair catch. I don't understand that rule, but I thought it was as soon as you lost the ball, you just lost the ball.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
But like I said, Joel, it was a good game. I wasn't going to jump in you too much. Y'all played a decent game. Y'all might have something. But that Brett Hundley, he got some wheels on him.
He needs to. He's got to run like hell from his arm because he can't throw.
Clarence, your other lucky break was Aaron Rodgers' collarbone.
No doubt.
And one more thing. Hey, Nick, I know you're listening. Keep your head up, man. Just know we all with you.
Amen.
God
to
bless
that.
Clarence. Thanks. For that alone, we'll accept this call. If it was collect, I might not have.
What I like about that is how salty you were. But if the tables were turned,
I don't
and
rub
Breeze
it like
was
that.
Out. Oh, Joseph.
I don't rub anything
you
in. I don't start it,
been,
but I finish
as
it.
As soon as Clarence called the day after the Drew Breesless Saints fell to the Packers at Lambeau.
No way.
And he called in, you would have.
I go to the Dallas game, and I don't say a word to Cowboy fans, and I endure a boatload of crap for almost four quarters. To be exact, a minute and 13 less of four quarters of play and the pregame. But I held every bit of it. But believe me, I remembered every fan that said everything once we got to the point where the tables were turned. Because I won't start it, but I'll finish it. I would not do that to Clarence. If Breeze wasn't playing, I'd be the first guy to go, well, it would be a different story with Breeze, but you know, I would expect, I would be very disappointed if we didn't steamroll a team like that.
I just love that you guys are arguing like
it's beautiful though. It's part of it, it's again.
It's what
I
makes
always
sports
say,
fun, right?
Yeah, it's a discussion, not an argument, which makes it great. If we were like name calling and really taking it personal, like Yankee fans, then it'd be a different story,
right? So, did you watch a lot of football yesterday?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Did you happen to watch Super Bowl 51.5?
I did.
What a boring ass game that was.
No doubt, and I think I called that right too. I think Tyler, you actually got one pick right all weekend, and I think you picked the Patriots too. But yeah, but here's the thing. To hear a team that was in the Super Bowl and had a 28-point lead say that the fireworks caused the fog, which prevented them from throwing deep balls to get back into the game.
Yeah, that was Julio Jones saying that.
Slow down, Julio Jones.
Well, he goes, well, we're not going to make an excuse, but it is weird that they score early and a couple times and the fireworks go off and then the fog settles in and now we can't go deep to play catch up. But no excuses. We just didn't have it tonight. Well, it sounds like you can't make an excuse and then say no excuses. That doesn't negate what you just said with the excuse.
Right.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's one of those things where, like, where you're like, look, I like you, but, like, you can't do that. That means you don't like them. It's just,
I'm with you. I mean, I was like, seriously, come on, man. Just take it like a man, take it like a champ. Look, they beat you at your own game. And I told you this. And it's not grass. It is a form of turf. But Atlanta looks like a totally different team than when they're at home on their own turf,
man,
sprinting around.
They looked bad last night. They couldn't get anything going.
And then they got panicky. How many times did they go for it in the first half on fourth down? Just steady the course.
I don't mind that. You know, even when you're down, when they were close to the goal line, you kind of have to. When you're down by 20, you got to go for it. But I tell you what, the Chiefs have lost two in a row. Broncos have lost two in a row. Chargers have won three in a row.
Here come the Steelers.
AFC West is completely up for grabs all of a sudden, it looks like. The Steelers are 1-2 in a row. They're 5-2. They'll probably end up running away with the North. But, man, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. What about the catch? Did you see the Seattle?
We got plenty of football to talk about, so let's get into that. Yeah, we got two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show. So we'll kick off the third hour of the extravaganza talking some NFL football because there was plenty to talk about. Plus, there's a new college poll that's out. We can get to that. There's lots to still get to. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.